Tuesday. Today is Tuesday, February the 7th, 2023. Today's daily Bible readings come to us from Psalm 119, 105 through 112, 2 Kings 23, 1 through 8, and then 21 through 25, and then 2 Corinthians 4, 1 through 12. I'm going to take a look at 2 Kings and talk about what happened when Hilkiah found the book. So text we missed yesterday, because yesterday was we were in Psalm 119 again, so I just replayed one of our sonnets from Malcolm Guite. But the other text from yesterday was 2 Kings 22, 3 through 20, which gives you the lead into today's story, the story so far. But long story short, you had this guy named Josiah who was king over Israel. We've talked about him before. He was well thought of. But he decided that the temple needed to be taken care of and kind of refurbished. So he set this guy, Hilkiah, about the task. And Hilkiah, while doing the restoration work, finds this book of the law, the book of Moses, like Torah. Not like the Torah. And decides, ooh, the king better know about this. So sends it back, and the king has it read to him. And when Josiah realized the nature of the covenant that had been made between Israel and God, and then realized everything that had been done to violate the covenant, let alone the things that I should say the things that had been left undone, and the things that were done that were completely in violation of that covenant against the law, he was really, really understandably stressed out about it, and very frustrated and sad, and tore his clothes and repented, and then asked God, what should I do? And God responds to that. That's one of the things we've talked about before. God likes it when you, first of all, admit you were wrong, and secondly, ask him what he thinks you should do. And so he's told, you know, I'm really not happy with the people, and I'm like pretty ragey towards them, but because you repented, I'm gonna give you good times. Like, things are gonna go well for you, and I will take care of you. So where we are today, though, I think maybe Josiah's like, if hearing the word did that for me, God repented of that anger towards me, maybe if I make sure the people hear it, they'll repent too, and God will repent of what has intended for the nation. I really think maybe that's Josiah's thinking. But anyway, so that's where we are today. He assembles all the elders. You know, he can't really get everybody in Judah and Jerusalem in his southern kingdom together in one spot. So he gets all the elders. Those are the people who are really responsible. And reads to them this book of the law. And he does it as he's standing beside a pillar. It says stood beside the pillar. And then he makes a covenant, right? This is the interesting thing. He doesn't like tell all the people that they have to make this covenant. He takes it upon himself to make a new covenant with God between he and God, based on the law, based on what he knows that God expects. And he makes that covenant, stands by this pillar. It's an important idea too, because these stone pillars, these are often erected in the Old Testament and then kind of stand as a witness. You would make covenant in front of them. And like, it's almost like the idea that the stone hears what you're committing to, right? We hear about this, you know, when Joshua is leading the people into the promised land, they raise up this pillar and make covenant. Kind of, you know, when Jesus, you know, is coming into the city of Jerusalem, and all the people are shouting, the kids are shouting, and the priests are yelling from the wall, and like, hey, you kids, shut up, tell them kids to be quiet. And Jesus is like, hey, if they shut up, all the stones are going to cry out. I'm wondering if it's like this pillar was still standing there and be like, yeah, let me tell you about the promises you made. Anyway, so he makes this covenant, and here's the amazing thing. The people react in kind. They see their leader not so much be being the strong man the way we think of it, like, you know, oh, look how awesome I am, and blah, 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 and I'm gonna do this, and, like, and y'all should be cool like I am, you know, like, me, me, me. It's a leader showing repentance and asking forgiveness and making a promise to do better, and the people take his cue and they do the same thing. Wow. That's a standing stone for you, isn't it? Anyway, that's the DBR for today. Get out, enjoy the day. We'll talk to you later. Boop. Thank you.